Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
Hill 70 Quantock Ranch, the place that you want to be to buy your bulls in 2020.
And a good afternoon. Welcome to Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. Coming up, Regina-based Diggleman Industries gets a big investment boost. The official 620 CKRM farm weather is brought to you by Raymore, Yorkton, and Watrous, New Holland, working hard to keep more jingle in your jeans. And brought to you by Shepherd Realty in Regina, specializing in farm and ranch real estate in Saskatchewan. Call Harry Shepherd at 352-1866. The 620 CKRM farm weather forecast for today: partly cloudy skies, wind southeast 20, gusting to 40, and a high of minus 7 degrees. Temperature rising to minus 6 by tomorrow morning, wind chill minus 15 tonight, minus 10 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, winds up to 15 kilometers an hour, the high minus 2, wind chill minus 13 in the morning and minus 7 in the afternoon, the low minus 10. Wednesday, cloudy, 30% chance of flurries, the high minus 5, the low minus 10. Thursday, partly cloudy, the high minus 4, the low minus 7. Friday, sunny with a high of 0, the low minus 6. Saturday, partly cloudy, the high minus 1, the low minus 9. Sunday, partly cloudy, the high minus 4. Normal high minus 11, the normal low minus 23 for this date. The sun rose at 8:49 this morning. It sets at 5:30 tonight. And around the province, the hot spot, Maple Creek. And you won't believe this number. It's plus 7 right now in Maple Creek in western Saskatchewan, southwestern Saskatchewan. The cold spot, Uranium City, at minus 22 right now. On the roundup, Estevan is minus 12, Saskatoon minus 11, Swift Current minus 2, Weyburn and Yorkton minus 14. In Regina, with partly cloudy skies, it's minus 14. That's 7 above Fahrenheit. Winds are from the southeast at 30, giving a wind chill right now of minus 25. Humidity 72%, the barometer dropping 102.7. Sunny in Moose Jaw, minus 6. Winds are from the southeast at 8. Once again, Regina, partly cloudy, minus 14. That's 7 above Fahrenheit. Back in a moment. Agri-News is brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers Ag Division. Forget the rest, sell with the best. Online at McDougallAuction.com. And JGL Commodities, proudly serving Saskatchewan farm families for over 40 years. Looking to sell your grain? Call JGL Commodities today, 306-624-2378. Saskatchewan Investment Fund Golden Opportunities is investing $63 million in Regina-based Diggleman Industries. Golden Opportunities Investment Fund is managed by Westcap Management. Westcap President Grant Cook says the investment will ensure Diggleman remains at the forefront of manufacturing innovative farm and industrial equipment.
We're very excited to ensure Diggleman Industries remains locally owned. And we're going to be in partnership with the family and the executive team by investing $63 million for both succession planning and for continued growth capital for the company and in the foreseeable future. And they're from our family of funds, which is all Saskatchewan-based.
So do you see it as a good investment, and what would it go for?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a fantastic investment. The financial details in terms of the enterprise values of those, because it's a private transaction, we're keeping that close for the stakeholders. But, you know, we obviously believe it's a very good investment. And for a number of reasons, if you want me to tell you, they're great reasons. I mean, we spent quite some time making sure that the partnership works and we're aligned and we have the same cultures between our funds and what they do. But very simply, this company has been in business in this province for well over 5 decades, and I think it's, Jim, 58 years to be exact. And they are a key employer and a key economic contributor to not only Regina, but Saskatchewan. And through that history and our due diligence and being from Saskatchewan myself, not only is their reputation really strong in North America, but quite frankly, globally in the 8 countries that they have dealers in and they sell their product, and they're recognized as a leader in innovation. And we all know that in today's world, you need to be quite innovative to remain competitive. And so that's some of the stuff that has drove us to invest in the company. They have a top reputation and brand throughout North America and the world in terms of high-quality ag equipment and great customer service. And so those are some of the reasons why we've invested.
Grant Cook is the president of WestCap, which manages the Golden Opportunities Investment Fund. Yellow pea farmers in eastern Saskatchewan are well positioned to move their product into a soon-to-open Manitoba processing plant owned by French company Roquette. Farmers at Crop Week in Saskatoon last week were told by Roquette agronomist Bruce Brawley the company will be open to contract signups this week at Ag Days in Brandon.
Roquette supplies plant-based products and solutions to a wide range of industries, including pharma, cosmetics, human nutrition, industrial, and pet food.
Brawley says the company specifications has no tolerance for soybeans, which are considered an allergen.
Allergens. We're a food processing company, always worried about allergens. Our allergen concern is soybeans. Soybeans are difficult to separate from peas because they have similar size, color, density, and shape.
Saskatchewan has far fewer soybean acres than Manitoba.
So in order to deal with this allergen, we are focusing our entire program on prevention. And moving into Saskatchewan, it allows us the ability to reduce our requirements because soybeans are not as prevalent. But it is a situation that we take seriously.
Roquette will also allow no glyphosate residue, and to qualify, farmers who sell peas to the company may not use certain other herbicides, namely Diquat and Reglone.
And Diquat is one of those products, so in our contracts, Diquat or Reglone will not be allowed to be used in crop production.
When open later this year, the Portage Roquette plant is expected to process over 150,000 tons of peas a year, fractionating starch, protein, and fiber, largely for the U.S. market. Future demand for plant protein was a key topic last week at CropSphere. Murad El-Khatib is the chief executive officer of AGT Foods of Regina. He says there's no problem selling protein, but it's harder to find markets for the starch.
If I take 100 tons of peas today and I produce protein concentrate, I'll get about 23 tons of protein concentrate. I'll get about 67 tons of starch, some fiber, and I'll lose some moisture. So when I market today, I actually need to market starch. I don't need to market protein.
El-Khatib says snack foods are one product that can use pea starch.
Hello, folks. Bill Creech here with Hill 70 Quantock Ranch Barn Burning Bull Sale. We're at Lloydminster, Alberta, and this is our 50th annual bull sale. It's February 1, 2020, right at the ranch. We'll sell 400 bulls, red and black Angus, horned and polled Herefords, Charolais, red and black Sim Angus bulls, and Galway Balancers. 75% of these bulls are two-year-olds. They're held over. They're not leftovers, plus bred and open commercial females. We'll see you at our 50th annual bull sale. Remember to call us, 800-665-SALE.
This portion of Saskatchewan Agriculture Today is brought to you by Degelmann Industries. Look to Degelmann for the most reliable, dependable, engineered tough equipment on the market. And by YAC Auctions, the first name you should think of in the auction business. Call 782-5999. Nokomis area farmer Brett Halstead has been elected chair of the Saskatchewan Wheat Development Commission. Halstead has been a director since 2017 and was a director for Sask Canola for 8 years. Halstead says his goals are to increase profits for farmers.
You all want us to continue to work with other organizations, both national and around the province, to do what's best to bring producer profitability up in the world of wheat.
How do you do that? What areas are you hoping to work with?
Well, we're currently on the two national boards, FIGI and Cereals Canada, and there are some talk of amalgamation there. So we're part of that process, and they do a lot of market development and market access work there. We also talk with the Canadian Western Research Coalition with their Alberta and Manitoba partners. And the big thing around that and the future core wheat breeding agreements we're trying to work on right now.
What are the key areas of wheat research you want to see produced or furthered?
Yeah, again, it's the core wheat breeding agreements that we're working on. You know, we're obviously constantly looking at agronomic issues, in particular disease issues. Anything around that, as you know, research proposals come in that our organization feel will help benefit producer profitability.
What about market development? What are some of the key areas? What parts of the world would you like to see Saskatchewan be promoted further?
Well, again, that's why we work with national organizations. I don't have that type of knowledge myself to say where we should or shouldn't put market development money, and that's why we have experts at SIGI that, help work, and Cereals Canada that help work with different importing countries to show them the benefits of our wheat, and hopefully that brings on more new customers. I was on the trade mission in November that went to Indonesia, Singapore, and China, and Indonesia is our largest wheat customer, so very important. Australians have been going through drought for several years now, and they continue to fill with more Canadian wheat, and which is good, but we also want to hold that market if Australia starts producing more. We want to be able to do things to show them how good our wheat is and how it might work in other applications.
Last week, the U.S. Senate approved the North American trade deal. Was that good for Saskatchewan wheat producers?
Well, I guess it's a good first step. We need Canada to finish its job and approve it, too. Trade's extremely important. Wouldn't it be great if we could just consume everything we produced here, but that's just not the reality. I believe it's over 70% of the wheat we produce in Saskatchewan needs exported, and so it's very important that, we have as many open markets as possible.
Tell me a little bit about prices for wheat. What are your thoughts on it right now in the middle of winter?
Well, it's varying. Obviously, there's varying qualities out there, and like most producers, I'm a little, sitting here thinking I'd like a little more for some of my grain. But, I don't have a lot of intel as to what way the market's actually going to move. Optimist in me hopes it moves up a little more, but, we'll see.
Brett Halstead farms at Nokomis and is the newly elected chair of Sask Wheat. More than 40,000 people are expected to attend Manitoba Ag Days starting tomorrow in Brandon. Andrea Guthrie with Manitoba Ag Days says the annual show opens tomorrow at the Keystone Center and wraps up Thursday. She says there are hundreds of exhibitors.
So this year we have over 550 exhibitors. We always have a number of exhibitors on our wait list as well. So our show is always jam-packed full. And in particular, this year we are launching the Innovation Showcase, which will highlight over 32 participants or exhibitors that have new products or new innovations to showcase.
Give me a range or an idea of what some of these are.
You know what? There's all kinds of things. We've actually divided it into seven different categories, everything from ag equipment to animal and livestock, ag tech, agribusiness, you name it. It's really just a wide array of different new products and inventions that are going to make our practices better and more safe and more efficient.
Andrea, tell me about some of the topics of discussion that will be. I assume you have some conferences as well.
Yeah, so throughout the 3 days, we will have two theaters running with different speakers on a variety of topics. And really, we try and focus on what matters to producers over the last year, especially. We do pull them and try and understand where the hot topics out there, what do growers want to learn more about. And with the innovation and technology theme, we certainly have a variety of those. Weather is also a huge topic for us, especially after, the drought we went through last year and then being wet in the fall here. So Drew Lerner will be speaking with us on Tuesday in regards to weather. We also have another weather presentation by WeatherLogix on the Thursday. Rex Murphy is coming, who is everyone knows, so that's pretty exciting for us. He will be joining us on Wednesday to kind of give us an idea of where agriculture is today and put his spin on what he thinks of the industry and where it's going.
So how many farmers do you expect to attract?
Over the course of the 3 days, we usually see well over 40,000 farmers or our patrons come through the building. And certainly, it doesn't seem to matter whether it's cold or a little bit warm. It's always a big crowd.
And sounds like a big focus is new technology this year.
Yes, you bet. Technology is certainly a focus for us with the launch of the Innovation Showcase. And with that, 2020 being a new decade and kind of looking back on how much our operations and practices have changed to benefit from all the new things that are available to us.
Andrea Guthrie is with Manitoba Ag Days, which runs tomorrow through Thursday in Brandon. Market Update is brought to you by Scott Bjornson of Hall's Wealth. For more information or to book a free consultation, call 1-800-284-9999. And brought to you by Nelson GM in Assiniboia and Avonlea. If you are a Costco member, get huge savings on current 2019 and 2020 SUVs right now. Grain prices were mixed in early trading today. Viterra's prices for canola rose $2.30 at $4.39.18. Oats dropped 31 cents at $2.14.08. Number one red spring wheat went down 32 cents at $2.32.71. The rest were unchanged. Durum, $2.66.39. Feed barley, $1.77.68. Flax, $5.21.35. Lentils, $4.82.50. Yellow peas, $2.46.89. Feed wheat, $1.56.83. U.S. markets are closed today for the Martin Luther King holiday. On Friday, Minneapolis closed at $5.60 a bushel for hard red spring wheat. The livestock quotes are brought to you by the Assiniboia and Weyburn Livestock Auctions. Call Assiniboia 642-4180 or Weyburn 842-4574. And brought to you by Karst Holdings in Assiniboia or Schlamps Integra Tire in Grenfell, your locally owned Integra Tire dealers.
Heartland Livestock Market Report. Donnie Peacock reporting from Swift Current Yards. On a frosty week, last week, numbers certainly were down in the handlings. Cow market was snappy. We had some hard-fed cows at 94 to 97, consistent on the good hard types. Just good solid cows at 85 to 90. Straight through, the cow market certainly much more active and involved than it has been. Very good sign. The bull market tops at 110. They're hovering around a dollar. For the average, some of the thinner bulls, you get into the mid-80s. Into the feeder cattle, very little on offer here in Swift Current to round the circuit. Nine-weight steers, 184 to 189. Eight-weight steers in the high 80s and low 90s. And the heifer trade, 70 to 80 on the eight-weight heifers. You get to the sixes, kind of 180 to 190. And that's the way it is in cattle country. Heartland, Swift Current.
And the latest Saskatchewan pork prices for SIG 5 TCP BP 2, $133.45 per 100 kilograms. For BP 4 TCP 4, it's $147.97 per CKG. The outlook today, partly cloudy, wind southeast 20 gusting to 40. The high minus 7, temperature rising to minus 6 by morning. Wind chill minus 15 tonight, minus 10 overnight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Winds up to 15 K. The high minus 2 tomorrow. Wind chill minus 13 in the morning, minus 7 in the afternoon. The low minus 10. In Regina, partly cloudy, minus 14. That's 7 Fahrenheit. That's Saskatchewan Agriculture Today. I'm Jim Smalley. Good afternoon and good farming.
Make sure you have the right date marked. It's February 1, 2020. Hill 70 Quantock Ranch, 50th bull sale, Lloydminster, Alberta.